Hey, it's Tony Bruschi, and this is our Week in Review. Over the weekend, taking a look back at some of the most compelling conversations and stories that we've covered for you of the last week. Brand new episodes back Monday morning, bright and early, 5 a.m. here on the podcast.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
Robin Drake, retired FBI Special Agent, Chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, and Hidden Killers Daily Contributor. Robin Drake is with us right now. We're talking about Rex Heuermann and the new DNA that is going to be revealed shortly as far as what it means, what it finds. Initially, they were fighting, saying, we don't think this is a strong enough case to have to give you a cheek swab. Who do you think this is? The Long Island serial killer? Oh, wait. They got it. But for a while there, they didn't.
Yeah. Well, again, we're going back to a great defense attorney doing his job.
Yeah, true.
Fight everything, tooth and nail. And what struck me when I was looking at this, in order to go through something and elevate it to that level of intrusiveness, I mean, even in the world that I worked in counterintelligence, you always use the least intrusive technique you can first, because that's where you start. You start at the ground level, you start at base, and you escalate that level of intrusiveness. And that's because we have this beautiful thing called the Constitution that protects our civil liberties and us as a person, our privacy. In order to get more intrusive into that privacy, it has to be escalated with both the techniques, and then those techniques have to be approved by a judge that finds that there is, like you said, a probable cause. For them to elevate to the level to even go, be able to go after the pizza crust, or know that they're looking for DNA there on it. Again, if he left it on the street corner, it depends on the jurisdiction. Is it considered discarded? So blah, blah, blah. But that says there's an awful lot there for them to elevate to the level of sophistication of technique, like employing the lab in order to do a DNA match. Because that's a high level. You don't do that on every single case, because that takes time, resources that other cases might need as well. And so to be able to escalate to that level, they have to have proven and shown an awful lot of other things first at those lower levels. So them being able to effectively fight off doing a swab, yeah, good luck.
I'd be very curious to see how long it takes to get that swab from Mr. Heuermann.
And also, Tony, I'm sorry to interrupt. Yeah. And just like you said, though, too, I think it's just one more thing they're going for to nail it even more thoroughly. You know, prosecutors don't like having any gaps. They don't like anything but 100% on everything. And so I think they're going, this is one of those 100% things. They actually need it to be able to have a positive conviction if that's what they're going for. Maybe not. So it's one of those things they can fight it, but hopefully they don't even need it.
There's a lot of speculation that he may have been involved in many other murders other than to just three of them at this current time of recording that he's being charged with. And what we've seen thus far seems to be somewhat ritualistic. Mm-hmm. Specifically the burlap sacks over the bodies and the other murders, the other bodies that have been found on the beach that he's not been charged with yet, seem to break a pattern a little bit. There seems to be more where bodies were dismembered, heads gone, other parts gone. It doesn't necessarily show consistent behavior from a single murderer. Could it possibly be that he evolved over time and kept pushing the envelope? Sure. I don't think it completely excludes him, but it seems to break a pattern of what we know about serial killers. What are your thoughts on that? Is this a beach that just has a lot of bodies from a lot of different killers, or did Rex change his ways over time?
I'm more in the camp with you, I think, on this. I think it's got just a lot of bodies on a beach.
Yeah.
They typically, like you said, typically not going to break that pattern once they have the methods of the behaviors that give them the gratification they're looking for. They might escalate them, but they're not going to do these radical shifts. Again, we talk about this arc of behavior of human beings. He's got an arc of behavior, or whoever the killer is, not convicted yet, you know, that they have how they did these things. The most prevalent things, I think, to me that are part of that arc are strangulation, because it's up close, personal, and controlling. It's with a few of them placing of the bodies about how they're positioned and the no shoes because of a potential foot fetish. So those are the three major things for me, especially a strangulation and the non-dismemberment. In other words, the only trophy it looks like were taken from the, correct me if I'm wrong on this too, I might be wrong on my facts. There's so many things I've been looking at in this case, but the only thing that were taken as trophies potentially are the shoes.
That's all we've heard of. I mean, the shoes were missing. I don't think we really know exactly what was taken out of his home quite yet, other than what was seen on camera.
And conjecture again on my part on them. Sure. Again, things that were missing that were consistent is a good way to put it, yes.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.